As I said, lots happening this afternoon, and let's kick off with the first interview. I'll be chatting very shortly, momentarily actually, with Margie Copping. She's a junior primary phase educator and a specialist in grade 1-3. But really interestingly, in 1993, I think it was, she composed a song called Tranquility, which was sung by the King David Linksfield Choir. When we complete the interview in a few moments' time, we'll play out with the song. But right now, though, I'm going to be chatting to Margie. Margie, good afternoon. Thanks for being with us on Chai FM, and talk to me about the genesis of the song.
Hi, thank you so much for having me on your show, Simon. I composed this song, as you said, in 1993. It was a pivotal time in our history in South Africa. There was a lot of uncertainty. There was an air of tension. And I decided that because music is a universal language and has the ability to unite people, I would compose a song, and I hoped that it would be on everyone's lips in the country, so that we could all sing for peace.
How was the song received? And maybe talk to some of the lyrics, give us a sense of the song.
Okay. So what happened was, when I wrote the song and I played it for the principal at the time, she loved it and she said that she wanted to use it as an anthem, you know, because the new anthem hadn't yet been composed. And so she wanted to use this as an anthem, so we adopted it at King David for a couple of years. And its message is just as important, if not more so important today. It talks about encouraging people to make a difference. The lines in the song call for peace for all our tomorrows. And, you know, if we just think about one small act of kindness or help in humanity, just to enable people to live in harmony so that our children can have a future to believe in. And the first verse says, alone we can do a little, together achieve. Together we can build a future, one in which our children can believe. So, you know, please God. These words are really pertinent for today's times, not only in South Africa, but globally as well.
So why reintroduce it now? Was there an event? Was there something particular that happened that made you think this is the appropriate time to relaunch this?
Well, on the 2nd of September, 33 years ago, the King David Choir took part in the Peace Day celebration at Gary Player's farm in Blair Athol, where there was a choir of 5,000 children that gathered together in Johannesburg and from Johannesburg and surrounds, and they all joined in singing Tranquility, a song of peace, before the first democratic national elections, once Nelson Mandela had been released after 27 years of incarceration. So now it's 2nd of September, 33 years later, exactly. Wow. 33 years to the day. And this choir of children are now adults, many with children of their own. Some are in South Africa, others are spread out all over the world. But I guess that people are still hungry for peace, not just in South Africa, all over the world. People are tired of greed and crime and corruption. And I think I was sitting with some friends the other night, and people were encouraging me and saying, you know, it's time to revive and modernize the song and re-record it, because its message is that of unity and peace, and it feels so pertinent and relevant to today.
So that's interesting to me too. We're going to be playing, I'm presuming, the 1993 version. In what way do you intend to modernize it and change it to make it more appropriate for today?
Oh, so that's the big question.
It hasn't happened yet.
Okay. I would love to bring the song back to life, whether it's through contacts that I can make, any advice from anyone who has any advice for me, collaboration.
So this is what this is. Okay. That's interesting. Okay. So we've got some very smart musicians listening this afternoon who feel they've got something to add, you know, who to speak to. I'm just really interested. Also, your bio talks about the fact that you are English, maths and reading skills development. Nowhere, anywhere am I seeing anything about music. Is this just a passion of yours? What's the connection to music and composing in particular?
I've composed a lot of songs throughout my teaching career, and I teach with music. I teach math and English through music. I brought out two educational CDs, which have times tables and spelling and language songs to teach rules, and they have been used by a lot of children over the years. We used them when I was teaching at King David. A lot of those children knew the songs, and yeah, still carrying on today.
Well, it sounds like, firstly, let me wish you all the best with re-energizing and reworking this song. I think you're right. I think the time is absolutely perfect. And I think crying out for some hope and some positive messages.